Hello, another recording. This is about Qued.tv. That's spelt Qued.tv. You can spell it with a C as well. I think it works. There's various other domains that map and mirror the main domain Qued.tv. So what is it? This is a audio podcast to try and describe the project. There's a wonderful YouTube video that helps describe how to use the tool, but I won't try and do that here. What I'll talk about is what the hell Qued.tv is and what I'm going to be doing with it. The history of Qued can be traced back into other tools that I've written in the past. Probably goes back to Dig Deeper, and it all stems around having a tool that can deep link into rich media. Basically, record a point, a cue point, in an MP3 or a movie or even in a live stream, and make the point at the timeline 23 minutes 42 seconds, make the point, describe the point. And you can make one point or you can make many points, and you can be the only person making points to that media, or there could be a group of people. The entire globe could be making points on the media that you're making points on, and this all becomes a meta data layer of information that helps describe and index the audio. How often have you had a situation where you wanted to send somebody a 10-minute video and you wanted to say, I want you to look at the bit at 7 minutes onwards? 7 minutes 15 seconds is exactly the point I want you to watch, because that's when she does the reading and she reads it in a particular way, and I want you to just come in on the piece of media right there. And often people want to email such instructions and they don't have the copyright, or they don't own the media in such a way that they could chop it up. They may not even have the skills, nor even the time or inclination to take the 7th minute 15 seconds to 10 minutes section and then send that on to somebody. So what you just need to do is record a marker, and it's external to the media. As I say, it's a metadata layer. And I've often found that I needed to do that, and that's why I made Dig Deeper. And Dig Deeper was also primarily about making a short, I think it was tiny URL at the time, a tiny URL of the created cue point, or even it was a cue point of an A and B fashion where it started at one point and ended at another point, and the thing got described, rolled into a short link, and then you could use that link on Twitter or on Facebook or in email, or in a blog post that you want to do post around. So that's what Qued.tv stems from. It stems from Dig Deeper, and Dig Deeper was built and rarely used and never promoted. But it served the purpose for the tool. Probably more time spent making the tool than using the tool, but enjoyed making it, and I thought there is a need for this out there. February through to April 2010, with a bit of free time on my hands, I poured about 6 weeks of development time into Qued.tv that is there on the web now. And it enhanced the features of Dig Deeper and took it to a greater level. It's more feature rich, probably too many features for its young age, but it's Ajaxian and it allows you to use the web to edit and change and delete and create even more points and features around cue points in rich media. Stems from mainly in MP3s, and it moves into all kinds of video, FLV, MP4, Vimeo, YouTube. If you've got them, you've got 98% of video that's out there, and a few other formats too. And that's where it currently sits right now, is that the tool's there, and it probably needs to lose a few features. It needs to simplify itself a bit, so there's a bit more work, or a lot more work needed to make it less than what it is at the moment. And it has been out for review to a number of bloggers and people who are interested in this sort of stuff, and I've taken a round of feedback and I've implemented some of that, and I've not gotten around to implementing a lot of things that people requested or suggested that it might be good for. I took it to WordPress in the form of a plugin, and you can see that in action at newsvendor.com, so that you can use the centralized system at a website with a tool to create the cue points, but then you might want to lift that from there and put it onto a blog. So a very early stage demo of Q.TV as a plugin can be seen, as I say, at newsvendor.com. Now, the development needs to continue and make the things simpler, but also the deployment of the tool and the service needs to begin. And this is where this recording really comes into being. This is why I hit record and came on to talk about this. I want more people recording cue points and sharing them. The more that is made, the more enhanced the media that is marked up and queued up becomes for us all. And it's absolutely free. It's free to use, and it's free of advertising. And it will be fully open in the truest sense of open software as soon as it's nailed down as to what it is and perfected and cleaned up and tidied up, and then it will be opened up. But it's not just that. At the business level and the business structure, it's also a very open project. And the business model that's been looked at for this at the moment is a cooperative structure, so that people who become part of the commons of using the system can share in the greatness of the tool, the sum of its parts being of some value, that everybody who takes part in that gets to share in that. And I'm hoping to formally set up a co-op structure for Q.TV, so if anybody wants to get involved, they can get involved, and they won't have to wonder, well, will there be advertising on it someday, and who's going to get rich quickly off the back of the work that the community do in putting in information into this. Well, that won't really, it's not expected, it's not intended to happen, but it won't be able to happen with the cooperative structure that'll be there. It will share among all the users the benefits and try and protect them as well from any of the downsides of running such a commenting system or publishing system. So that's the structure. We're looking for people to get involved at various levels. Not very well defined levels, but if you want to just use the system, you're very welcome to. If you want to help deploy it and push it out there, if you want to come in and code on it, if you want to do anything at all, we're looking for your collaboration and your input to make it better so that more media can be richly enhanced with cue points deep into the timeline that explain a couple of things. What time is of importance to you, and the meaning of it. Why is it important to you? Why is the 19th minute of the 32 minute documentary important to you? So, time and relevance. If you're interested, get in touch with us. We have some email addresses that you can get in touch with us on. Let me see if I can find them now. They're in the menu of cued.tv, so let's see if I can move that recorder out of the way. And we want you to email us, and it's passion@cued.tv. passion@cued.tv. If you're interested in this, that's the email address to get in touch with me on, and we can develop a relationship from there and roll this thing out and get more people using it. In the future, I'd like to make this go HTML5 and go mobile, and even have thoughts of taking it to the car so that you can have the ability to cue point hands-free. Exciting. I'd want to take it to the internet TV platform in a big way, and gotta go mobile. It's got to go mobile as well. That's where we're taking cued in the future, but at the moment it's a proof of concept. It's a strong working demo, and I encourage you to use it, break it, hack it, have fun with it, share it, play with it, talk about it. Cued.tv. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to drop me a line, passion@cued.tv.